Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it. Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas! This is Christmas Day, isn't it?
Yeah, so we recorded this a couple of days ago, but this is going out on actual Christmas Day. And we've got dressed up for it. I am currently wearing a Santa's hat and I've got funny glasses on, Georgia.
Well, I'm in full sequins with Axel's Christmas glasses that barely fit on my face. So, you know, it's the glam life over here.
Oh, well, happy Christmas. What are you going to be doing at this time on actual Christmas Day?
So at this time on actual Christmas Day, we will be going to my auntie's house to spend the day there. It's a bit of a weird one, actually. I don't want to, make us all really sad, but this time last year, my nan was really poorly. And it was a really rubbish short amount of time. No one could have ever imagined it happening. Like a few weeks before Christmas, like last year, she was like out drinking in London with my mum and like just, you know, doing yoga 5 days a week and all of that kind of stuff. And then she had a really awful short illness and passed away just after Christmas last year. So Christmas Day, she actually was let out of hospital. And so this Christmas is going to be a bit of a weird one for us. So it's the first, going to be our first one without her. So we're all kind of a bit wobbly. And I think there might be a few, you know, other people at this time of year, kind of, I've never had this before, you know, like I've not lost anybody that close to me.
I mean, she
before.
Was the matriarch of the family as well, wasn't she? She was a massive figure.
Yes, she was like the life and soul of the family. I remember like my baby shower for Gigi, people like messaging in like, oh my God, who's that woman? Like, and I'd be like, oh, that's my nan. And she's like downing glasses of Prosecco and like dancing around. And they're like, wow, she's so glam. And yeah, so she really was. And so this year, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a strange one for us.
It is a time for remembering people. And it is, and it's very, you know, Christmas is nostalgic. You do take yourself back to your family Christmases, the Christmases that you shared with people that aren't here anymore, you know, grandparents, parents. Like it is a lovely time of year, and I think it's a really wonderful celebration, and I really love everything around Christmas.
So do I.
But same for me, obviously not having Dad around, every time I hear the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York, which was his favourite Christmas song, I just bawl my eyes out, and I'm having to do it on air at heart as well, being like, it's my favourite Christmas. Oh, like my producer's like, oh Jesus, here she goes again. But it definitely sets off something inside of you around this time of year. So I hear you, George.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess, you know, the thing about it is that we are actually going to get to be together this Christmas.
Yes.
And, you know, the kids, I think that they change everything, don't they? Because they're so excited. They're a great distraction to any, you know, horrible feelings you've got going on. So, I'm really looking forward to just being together after a really weird year.
How
about you though?
So I don't know what we're doing yet for Christmas. I think we're going to be down in East Sussex with my sister and her partner Mark and his son Luca. So I think we're just going to have a very chilled one this year. We obviously were hoping that we might be able to go to Kenya to see mum, so that's a little bit up in the air as well. I haven't seen my mum for a whole year. So I'll keep you posted on our Christmas plans, but we're still a kind of a bit, you know, it's all a bit up in the air.
Yeah, I think there's going to be so many people like that, you know, wanting to get away and not really knowing whether or not they can because of all of the rigmarole that you have to go through at the moment to do that. Should we crack on with the questions?
We're doing Christmas Q&A.
We are, yeah.
We want some Christmas music now. All I want for Christmas is you. Right, go, George.
Oh, this is from Vic, maybe Vicky. Worth letting my 18-month-old skip a nap for the day or work hard to get him down? Oh, this is really hard.
I love that this isn't Christmas related. This is just the daily grind.
Yeah, this is like, I think it's probably like, do you, because it's Christmas, do you let them off their naps or do you stick to the routine?
How old is her little one?
18 months.
Oh, it's hard.
It's a hard, it's really, because that's Gigi's age right now. For me, personally, I will be making Gigi nap on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Because I won't want to put her to bed at 6 on Christmas Day, probably. Like, she'll probably stay up a bit later. And I know she won't make it till then, unless I put her down. But equally, it's not worth, like, if you think your little one's going to be okay until, like, 6, 7 o'clock, it's not worth spending hours laying down with them somewhere or pushing them up and down in the buggy to try and get them to sleep if you don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. I think you just got to do what is going to make, you know, in the long run, what's going to make the day as good for you as it can be.
Yeah, because Christmas Day is one of those days that it's like there's presents, there's e-numbers.
Yeah.
It's all like right up here, isn't it? And if your 18-month-old can't get through the day without having a complete meltdown and still needs the nap, which most 18-month-olds do, I would just go for it and make sure that they get a little, even if it's 45 minutes, even if it's like a drive around the block. Like, you probably, if you're with your in-laws or like family members, you probably want to get away anyway. Take a mince pie and get in the car and go for a little drive.
Have a nap yourself.
Oh, it'd be lovely. Yeah, pull up somewhere and just be like that. Right, lock the door. See you later. I would make sure they have a sleep.
Drive. No, definitely. Actually, the next question is exactly the same. Do you stick to your routine? And I think we're both in agreement, aren't we, Zoe? Pretty much daytime nap routine we'll stick to for a break. Like, why not? This is another one. Right, okay. So this is from Becky. Tips for a relaxing Christmas lunch with children.
The two just don't go hand in hand, Becky, do they really? I think the key is... If you're one of those, it depends on when you have your Christmas lunch. Some families like having it at 1 o'clock, and then some families have, like, you know, 3, 4, 5 o'clockers. So it's more like a, you know, a late Christmas lunch or an early evening Christmas lunch. So it really depends. But I think the key is to make sure that they're still getting the right foods in that day, because yes, okay, there's going to be a lot of chocolate being passed around and stuff. But if they're going for like a really long stretch, like if they're supposed to eat their lunch and they normally eat their lunch at 12:30 and you're not sitting down till 4, they've got to have some food at 12, like get it done a bit early and just make sure that the right food is going in. And I think, you know, in terms of like having a lovely Christmas lunch, it's not going to be the idyllic one that we really hope for, where they're all sitting around and just like, you know, chatting about their years. So get them fed and then just plonk them in front of the telly.
Yeah, exactly. But it is the day for, you know, thinking about yourself as well. Like, if you normally don't let them get down from the table and play, you know, to play, then that's the day to let them do it.
Yeah, and hopefully they might have a little present to play with.
Yeah, exactly. I think, so you nailed it there.
Yeah.
What's this next one? What's your general routine or flow of Christmas Day? What do you normally do on Christmas Day? Do you open your presents before lunch or after lunch?
Oh, I think we're a bit old school. We do it. So basically, obviously Father Christmas comes. And then the kids open their stockings. And then we kind of like lounge around opening, have like a glass of Bucks Fizz, maybe have like a little breakfast, normally a fry up, or some sort of smoked salmon eggs thing. And then we go for a really nice Christmas Day walk. And, you know, whilst like the food prep's going on by other members of the family, because obviously I'd fuck everything up. And then we have lunch around like anywhere between 2 and 3. And then we open presents after that. Like, we do wait until after lunch. That was my whole childhood, was waiting till after lunch, which seems ridiculous now, because surely you'd want to open the presents in the morning and then have the whole day to play with them as a child.
Yeah. No, do you know what, Zoe? I'm the same as you. Like, we actually, what we do is we open presents from, like, say, me and James, if we had a present for each other, which, I mean, we probably won't this year, who knows? But if we did, we'd probably open that in the morning, like in our little family unit, have breakfast, all that stuff. And then if I'm hosting or whoever's hosting, then all that goes on. But we do wait till after lunch, which actually, like you say about eating late, in my house, it's so late often. Like it can sometimes be like 5, 6 o'clock because we all get too excited and drink too much that everything just takes so much longer. I actually remember having Christmas at my nan's house once and it was like 9 o'clock at night and we still hadn't had Christmas lunch yet.
Oh wow.
And I was a child at that point. I was the only child, I think, in the family, like, or the child that would remember. Like, my cousins are a bit younger than me, so yeah, we're quite like a slow family on Christmas Day. There's no like rush to get anything.
That's nice though, isn't
it? To get anything going. Yeah. No, it is nice. I just, when I've done it, I've actually been a lot more organised, as you can imagine.
Oh, of course, yeah. But, of course you have.
You know, it's not in my blood. It's not in my blood.
I also love going for a Christmas Day run.
Do
people
you?
Are going to go, oh, Christmas Day run.
Oh,
that sounds
no,
awful.
I don't.
So sorry if that makes you feel
I
ill.
I don't do that, no. James no? does. James does, but that's only because he has to. Sometimes James goes into training on Christmas Day.
Oh, my God, what?
He has to train, yeah. He has done for the last few years, I think he's been in on Christmas Day.
Right.
Yeah, I know. It's rubbish.
Rubbish.
But I wouldn't do any exercise on Christmas Day.
Right, next question, G.
Next question. What have you asked for Christmas? So, what have you asked for?
I have asked for some new perfume because I've run out. I have asked for our wedding photos to be printed out and put into an album.
That's very nice.
So is that going to happen? I'm not sure. I have also asked for some new underwear.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've given him a list of
I reckon that will happen. Over the wedding photos, if I was going to take a bet.
And this morning, a few days before Christmas, I found a Selfridges bag. So that's either for his lover and she's done really well, or it's for me.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
But you?
What have I asked for? Actually, do you know what? I did ask for underwear as well. I do need some new underwear for sure. So whether, you know, we'll see if I get that or not. What else have I asked for? Do you know what? It's so boring. I just want house stuff, like all of the nice, like jazzy, like little vases and, you know, like ornaments that you wouldn't buy for yourself because they're expensive.
Yep.
But really, you really, really want them. That kind of thing. New handbag. I mean, I'm saying all of this and I can't wait till we re-record after Christmas and we tell you exactly what we did get, because it's probably not going to be any of this.
A lump
of coal, because we've been bad. Oh, here we go. This is a good one. How do you keep your energy levels up all day? My little girl's birthday is on Christmas Eve too. Bad timing.
Oh my God, that is bad timing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is. My best mate's little boy is Boxing Day and she feels exactly the same.
Yeah, it's hard. That is hard. I always feel a bit rotten in the afternoons on Christmas Day, I'm going to be honest with you, because I find it exhausting.
Yeah.
There's always been a tantrum of some description in the morning, fighting over presents. You know, there's too much. I don't like it. Like, I try and stagger the presents over a few days before. And like, I actually really don't want them. You know, I just hate all the consumerism. I hate like the sight of a child's like ripping open presents, then just chucking them off.
Chucking them to the side.
It's just like, I don't want that. And it makes me feel, it doesn't sit well with like the person that I am. So I really do try and keep that down to a minimum. I got it wrong the first year that Luna was born, or like the first year that she could kind of appreciate Christmas. And there was just too much. And I thought, I'm not doing that ever again. So I think staggering presents is quite a good idea. And then in terms of keeping up the energy, I think, like I said, I think food plays a big part in it. Because actually, you're probably starting your day off with like, you know, a bit of booze and maybe some chocolate, and then you might not eat for a while if you're like busy food prepping and things like that. If you're hosting, you're like crazily manic, and it's not that fun.
No, it's really
go
not.
For a nice walk. I think a Christmas Day walk is my big tip.
That is get a out really the good house. Idea. Yes, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, yeah, getting some fresh air is always a good idea. Mm. But other than that, just keep up your fizz levels, because that's always good for your energy.
Exactly. So we'll be back right after this.
We all know how a Christmas carol begins, but you've never heard it like this. Marley was dead to begin with. Dead as a doornail. Now, I don't know why a doornail. They've never had any life to begin with. But bottom line, Marley is dead. A Christmas Carol, The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. Listen to the uncensored version, out now. Find it wherever you found this podcast or go to podfollow.com/Scrooge. Bah, humbug.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back. Now, where were we? Are you working over Christmas? I am, and I just want to be with my family and my one-year-old.
Oh, whoever sent that message in, I completely understand, because I spent a long time in my career working over Christmas, working over New Year's, missing out on New Year's weddings, not being able to be there on Christmas morning because I was doing radio or whatever it was. So I hear you. I'm actually working right up. So I'm working today as well. So I'm working right up to Christmas Eve until 7 p.m. So yes, but not on Christmas Day or on Boxing Day. And I have got a few days off after that as well. So that will be lovely. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. Just like I was saying earlier as well, James quite often has to work on Christmas Day. He always has a game on Boxing Day. He always has a game on New Year's Day. And there's always a game in between. So we're obviously, I don't have to work during over Christmas, but he does. And I know that it's one of those, isn't it? He loves his job like you do, Zoe. But then it's those times, that's where the sacrifice is. And that's, I guess it's just part and parcel, but it doesn't make it any easier. And you know what? It is just one day, or it is just, you know, a couple of days. And as horrible as it is at the time, you know, you do what you do.
Yeah, you've got to do what you've got to do. Exactly. Yeah. Maybe make sure that you say to your boss next year, you're not working Christmas. I think that generally kind of it washes quite well where we are at heart. They're normally quite understanding about that. So if we cover Christmas 1 year, we don't do it the next year.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you're like working New Year, then you don't work Christmas Eve or whatever. Exactly. Yeah. But I'm sure there's lots and lots and lots of people in the same boat.
Yep.
Oh, what is going in stockings for your kids? And do you do adult stockings?
I don't do adult stockings. I don't have the manpower or the effort or energy to do that for Dozer. But I love doing stockings for the kids. So this year I've decided we've got Isla for Christmas, which is just going to be so special because we haven't had
really
her
lovely.
For a few years. So I'm doing whoopee cushions.
whoopee cushions.
Yeah, for all of them. Whoopee cushions, moon balls. Have you seen these moon balls?
No.
You can get them on Amazon. They're like really, really, they come in like all these different neon colours, like pink, yellow, neon blue. And they're just really bouncy balls. The kids love them.
Cool.
So they're each getting a moon ball. They're each getting like a frisbee hoop thing, which they can like hurl around. Yeah. They're each getting a big fake tarantula spider,
which you can put on people's shoulders and scare them.
Oh my God, they'll love that.
They're going to love that. And then things like bubbles, they absolutely love bubbles. I put, obviously, like the usual, like gold coins and things like that in it. And then I'm doing
tangerine. I always just get a tangerine,
and then a fake snake is also going in. They just love stuff like that. My kids are really silly, so they love playing pranks on people.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Do you know what?
What about you?
Do you know, say about the adult stockings, I'm actually thinking I might start a little tradition. I might get the kids to do stockings for us. And you know, like what you were saying about going to the pound shop and them picking?
Yeah.
I might do that this year. I might get the kids to do a stocking for James.
That's nice.
Because if he has got to go off to work, he'll love that in the morning before he goes off. Because, I mean, the stuff they'll pick will be hilarious. But yeah, I might do that. But in terms of kids' stockings, to be honest, Gigi, I've not really gone to town that much. But basically, I think I've got like a little glitter purse, like some little pony thing, some crayons, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and similar for Axel, like sticker books, dinosaur stamp thing, like a bouncy ball, a magazine. He really is into Andy's Amazing Dinosaur Adventures, so a magazine. I think my mum used to put a magazine in my stocking when I was younger in the hope that I'd wake up and look in my stocking and read it and then not come in and wake them up. I mean, that's why parents do that. And then I'm just like creative things, like little etch-a-sketch stuff, just little bits and bobs like that they can play with up until lunch, really.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you do a Christmas Eve box?
What's a Christmas Eve box? Well,
so I didn't really know about it, but one of my mates has got slightly older kids. So she's been doing this whole Santa stuff for a lot longer than we have. And she does a box every year on Christmas Eve, and it has like Christmas pajamas in it, a Christmas story book, like little snacks or whatever.
Who's this for
her kids? So Christmas Eve, like, so I have decided I am gonna do one, and I'm just not really sure when to get, like, do you give it to them first thing in the morning so that they've got time to play with the things that are in the box?
But hold on, what, a Christmas Eve box and a stocking?
Yeah, so a Christmas Eve box is like their Christmas pajamas. I mean, it's one of those things. You see on Instagram and you think, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. And then like you go and try and find the bits and you're like,
that's too much.
This didn't come with an instruction manual. I'm not entirely sure what I should be doing here. But, you know, I'll let you know how it went after Christmas.
Let us know, G. One of the things that I have done this year for the first time is I went to Wilko, which is obviously, you can just do it online. And I got a special delivery Santa mailbox, which was really inexpensive, and it's just sitting by, we've got like a little fire, it's just sitting there, and both the girls have, obviously Kit doesn't know how to do any of that, but we just put in a little piece of paper and you can just post it through the letterbox. And they checked it last night and they're like, oh, the letter's gone. I was like, yeah, Father Christmas has been and taken it. So it's quite cute because it's sitting
that
there.
That is really cool. Someone's actually said as well, do you send Christmas cards? Do you stand Christmas?
Does everyone know me on the podcast? Do people know me? No, I do not. I haven't got time to send Christmas cards. I just wish I was that person. I wish I was that mother, but unfortunately I'm not.
Me too. And it was my like New Year's resolution last year to not miss someone's birthday and send a card on every occasion. And I did okay. I didn't always manage to get a card like there on time, but if, you know, I'd randomly realize it was their birthday and then I'd be able to send them something on delivery or something like that, there was well, instant done. I did mark birthdays, but I sort of fell at the last hurdle with the Christmas cards because I buy them and then I forget you have to write them and then buy the stamps and then post them. So,
but Christmas cards for people in the family, I do. Like, if I'm seeing them, I'll give them a Christmas card that I've written. That's different. That's fine. I can handle that one. But actually writing an address on it and putting a stamp and going to a post box, too much hassle. Sorry.
That is too much hassle. Yeah. And you know what? I'm so shown up. I've got mates who live in like Singapore and Hong Kong and stuff, and they still managed to get Christmas cards to the UK on time. How do you do that?
They're not us. That's fine. Last question.
Last question. Coping with the indoors?
Next question.
Right. Make ahead hacks for the day. We are hosting again for the first time with a 5-month-old. This is hard. So have you hosted Christmas since you've had kids?
I'm still a child.
I don't know
how to do stuff like that. I haven't got a clue. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I am the guest that you want at your house on Christmas Day because I will be really fun. I will muck in, but my sister is the one that hosts. And
She's the grown up.
She likes the adult. I absolutely do not. So I just end up getting absolutely trashed really early on. And then I'll either pass out in a chair or... I generally just pass out in a chair. That is me. That's fun,
you know,
though.
What? I actually haven't hosted Christmas since I've had kids. I used to do it before. We used to have everyone to us, sometimes like 17 people for like 3 days. But I mean, 5-month-old, at least, you know, they're not moving around. And there's so much stuff you can actually do before. And one of the things I used to do, because I used to host for like 17 people sometimes, was do the turkey overnight in the oven, and I'd set a timer so like the cooker went off at a certain time. So I would do that, and I'd peel all the vegetables, peel all the potatoes, prep all the vegetables the night before. And you know what, failing that, right, you've got a 5-month-old baby, no one is going to expect you to do everything yourself. Cook, and I'm sure like local delis and stuff to you will do everything pre-prepared if you want them to. And then you can just put it in the oven and it will still be lovely and you'll actually have a nice time.
Listen, this is a bit of an exclusive here, right? But how wonderful is Georgia when it comes to things in the kitchen? So next year, me and Georgia are going to be bringing you Made by Mama's kitchen sessions, right?
We are.
Where we're going to be cooking together. Georgia is going to be teaching me how to be a proper mother.
That.
No, listen, when it comes to cooking, Georgia is the absolute guru. So we still might get our cookbook out next year, but the majority of it will be done by Georgia. But I'll be letting you anyway. So keep your eyes peeled. IGTV next year.
Yeah, and any suggestions you've got, send them our way.
Listen, happy Christmas, everybody. Thank you so much for your support this year. As always, if you've got time, I realise it's Christmas Day, to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast, that'd be great. And if you're sitting around the kitchen table today, eating your Christmas lunch, just talk about Made by Mama's podcast to anyone that will listen.
Please spread the message with your family members, the people you see out on your walks. That's your gift to us.
Yes.
And if you want to drop us a message, because you know you need a bit of support over Christmas, we will be on our DMs. It's at Made by Mummers or on Zoe's own channel at Zoe Hartman. Merry Christmas, have a lovely day,
see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.